a
good afternoon.
Hey, this is the final installment of the Pompidou. What do you call a seven trilogy? What do you call the septilogy?
Saga?
I mean,
saga would be, I think, the closest
thing. The final installment of the Pompidou saga.
Wow. Well, technically, it's our eighth episode.
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
We're going to count that little side chapter.
And then nine if you count the lost episode.
Where is it?
it's lost.
It's lost.
Shit, man. We've done 9 hours of this, basically. At least 9 hours, if not more, of talking about Pompidou in front of a microphone.
I'm not going to get those hours back.
Let's evaluate our life choices now. I think this is basically what this is going to be. Is we're going to look back and say, what the hell are we doing over the last 2 months?
Yeah, holy shit, we spent 2 months doing this.
Think about that. We started.
Oh, wow, we have, haven't we?
We started this back in April. I believe mid-April was when we sat down, recorded the first trial run of this for the Nico show.
Yep.
And then, you know, the last 2 months have been filled with recording sessions and Japanese trips and Netflix buffering.
Not the buffering.
We probably spent twice as much time just waiting for Netflix to buffer than we actually have recording. Yep.
That's definitely right. And 0 minutes planning for it. So really,
that's
it all
not true.
That's not. Yeah, I mean,
I would say 10.
I wouldn't even go. I'd go 6.
The three of us collectively, like 10.
Probably
10 minutes of play. I meant to prepare for this. I meant to like search for articles. And like,
I remember you saying that last time.
Actually,
you know,
I'm
like,
not gonna lie.
I was actually thinking
of doing that too, and then I said, but Nico will probably do it.
See, I was gonna do it, and I'm like, Nico's not gonna do it. So no one's gonna do it.
Oh, good.
And I thought Nick, the OCD...
you mean Zach, the OCD?
Or the...
If anyone was going to plan, it would have been me.
You or anxiety-ridden Nick over here. Like, when, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I am very go with the flow with these types
okay,
of
so
things.
We all have our problems, is what you're saying.
Yes. Yes, we do. And if they don't know that by now, then...
I don't know what you've been listening to.
I don't know.
To.
It's not us.
All right, so what are we going to talk about today? We are going to cover... We're going to close the book on Pompidou. Talk about the theories that have been...
Brought up
and been topics of conversations. Maybe bring up another theory or two. Wrap up again the quality of the episode. I'm thinking maybe a power ranking of the episodes too might be
power rank. Oh, okay.
Power ranking. So we're ranking them by their power level.
Right. Exactly. We're gonna rank them by HP.
By HP
and like or attack
and their strength stats and dex.
Exactly.
Dex rolls for initiative and.
Of course, we're gonna do all that, and then gotta talk about the future. Right. What is next for us? What do we call ourselves? We are going through the transition, as Bruce Jenner has just gone
through the change.
Yes, the Pompidou podcast, and also the chick that white crazy lady that says she's
black.
Oh,
yeah. I heard about that.
Did you hear about this?
Did you hear about that?
I did not.
What?
I just heard about this, like, yesterday.
This is my favorite story in the history.
You probably know a lot
stories.
More than I do about
okay.
it, so.
Just a quick sidebar. I mean, you just said, you know, the transformation that we went through. Maybe we should just call our show Caitlyn.
Ooh.
What do you think? Caitlin. To represent our symbolic transition.
Caitlyn the podcast. If only we were as desirable as Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, if only.
Yeah, not bad.
All right, I gotta tell you this story. Speaking of people claiming that they're one thing and are actually another. So
nice transition, Nico.
That's wow. Okay.
So the NAACP apparently has a chapter in Spokane, Washington.
Yep.
And the chairwoman.
Get off of Facebook, Nick.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm just.
Oh my god, that cat's cute.
Right?
Of course. Well,
where have I seen that?
It's a cat.
No, it's like that cat. It's that fat cartoon cat.
Yeah, from Facebook.
No, we can't just be from Facebook.
It's from Facebook.
Yeah, it definitely is. So, this woman...
I've seen it other places. But
apparently has been the chairwoman of the NAACP over there for a long period
of
time.
She's been, like, the president of that chapter.
For a while.
For a long, yeah.
Like, double-digit years.
Yeah.
And, like, apparently has been a big activist in the black community, and it just came out a week ago that she's not black.
That she's white.
And that she is Caucasian. Her parents went on TV and like, look at us, we're both white. She's mostly like German and Dutch or whatever. And she just apparently put on a weave and got really tan. And
are you serious?
I'm 100% serious about this. Right?
That's so possible.
It's like the reverse of the greatest Chappelle Show skit.
Which we're not gonna.
Yeah, no, not.
It's essentially just like blackface. That's essentially what she did. Right?
He learned about blackface for the first time like a week ago.
I did not really know like blackface was like a thing. You could be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do the blackface or whatever. I didn't realize you could say it like that.
It's a performance. It's a performance art, if you want to call it that.
Art.
It's also horribly racist and offensive, but it is technically, it used to be an old form of performance art.
I'm not sure if I'm about that. You know?
No, most of America isn't. Most, I think only Klan members are, and apparently NAACP chairwomen.
Chairwomen.
But, so they, like, I think some sort of tabloid or paparazzi went up to her as she was, like, wandering Spokane, Washington, and just went up with a microphone and said, "Are you African American?" Right? And the woman just stares at him and goes, "I'm not sure if I understand the question." I don't know how more direct you want the question to be.
I honestly think I would probably answer that the same way, though. Because, but for very different reasons.
So first she goes, technically we're all from Africa. That's what she says.
Not wrong.
And then she does an interview with my homeboy Matt Lauer on the Today Show this
morning. Oh, good.
And I hate Matt Lauer, but...
me too.
Matt Lauer does an interview with her and goes, "You sort of just deceived all the people around you and pretended to be black and lied about your ethnicity." And she goes, "Well, technically, I identify as black."
Yes.
"And therefore, because I believe I am black, I can say that I'm black."
And then, wait. But is this actually... I'm wondering, is this okay?
No, it's not okay!
Well, no. Hold on, wait a minute. Now that I think about it.
Hold on, because they do this with other things.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
If you can identify as a male or a female, why can't you identify as black?
We're getting into dicey territory now.
But I'm not saying that I think it's okay. I'm asking, is it okay?
Because
I'm not sure.
Well, I was listening to your favorite radio station and mine, 104.1 this afternoon.
Okay.
And they were talking about this. And they were
I want to talk about this.
You mean the ones who lied about the Strawberry Festival?
That's right.
For the record, I was in Durham a little while ago.
Yeah.
Like, on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I saw signs for the Durham Strawberry Festival on June 13th or something like that. I told you this. And
strawberries are in the fall.
I know, which is what there was signs that said strawberry. The Durham Strawberry Festival.
That was. I don't know if they have heard the story.
Go back to the Nico Show, back in October of last year. It's called, I think, the Nico Show 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Electric.
That sounds right.
Right, and I think it's like somewhere in there. It's a great story.
Yeah, it's a good story.
But they were talking about this revelation of how she identifies as being black, and they were having callers in saying, "What have you always wanted to identify as?" And callers have been called, like one guy said, "I would just like to say that I am a cat. I've always been a cat." and the guy, I forget the guy, the afternoon guy's name, just goes.
Was it Fish or Maze?
I think it was Holden.
Holden?
And Holden goes.
Holden's cool.
Yeah, Holden just goes.
It's May 2nd. It was May 2nd. Strawberry Festival. Durham,
that's all right.
Yeah. May 2nd.
So,
but it's there. It exists. I'm bringing up the article.
The internet is not a trustworthy source.
So he goes, "You know, this is a very emotional day for you, but I just want to say that you're a hero for all cats around there. You're a very important cat." And she just goes, "Meow." And that was it.
What the fuck?
No, but it's dicey territory, isn't it? Like, Bruce Jenner said that he's a woman and he, you know, is taking hormones and apparently he's a hero. But this woman...
But you know what? That just shows how little differences we actually have as human beings. I mean, if she was able to just get a tan and throw on a fucking weave,
right.
I mean, what is the difference then, really? We're all humans. If you can get away with that, doesn't that kind of show that the difference is very minimal, really?
I think, yes, you're hitting the exact point.
And not only get away with it, but get away with it for so long.
To climb the ranks like that.
It's true.
You know?
To be an accomplished
African-American
social activist and not even be black is pretty impressive.
You have to prove yourself.
To be a white German chick. You should have seen pictures of her as a teenager. She is just like this pasty white.
Yeah, she's
That's
like
amazing.
The
wall.
But no, I think that is the main takeaway, I think, is just let's stop identifying. Right? Can't we just all, like, be people and stop, like, talking about... Because all it's doing is causing us to have more arguments about it,
Nico,
know?
You're inspiring me. I'm going to... I want to announce something here.
Okay, all right. I'm ready. It's okay. You're around friends.
We're here for you.
I'm here... I want to identify as a human being.
Wow, that's... that's how long have you known that you were a human being? How long? At what age did you first start identifying?
You know, I think... I've been a human being since I was at least 8.
Wow, that's... Wow. Wow, it's amazing. You know, for so long, you're being trapped in another person's body. No, it's very brave of you, because listen, I know there are so many Americans out there, so many human beings out there that are living a lie, okay? That from such a young age, for so long, have felt trapped and insecure about who they really are. But it's so brave of you. You know, this is a monumental day.
Right.
You know, I'm going to take your picture, put it on the cover of a magazine, and we're going to have a moment together, you know, because that's just really a beautiful thing. I want to thank you for sharing that.
Thank you, my God. That means a lot to me.
Okay, that's...
This has been very hard for me, but I just feel really great to finally have this off my chest.
That's wow. You know what? I'm going to give you an ESPY for that. I'm going to give you an ESPY award.
Oh, my God.
All right, now that no one's listening anymore. Pompadour!
That physically hurt. I feel like that holding that laughing.
I'm pretty sure they all heard you in the hallway.
Probably.
I think they heard you get up.
I just didn't
want to
be. I just didn't want to be.
And
like,
just die in the hallway.
Oh, it fucking hurt.
All right. Hold my back. Okay. Let's,
well, now that we're done with that, let's new story of the week.
Oh, do we want to talk before we get into?
I don't know. We'll just bring it up as it goes, man. Okay. I'm sure. Cool. I'm sure it'll come up somehow, right? Yeah,
it always does.
It always.
We'll get there. Pompidou. Let's.
I'm so confused.
All right, I'll pose this question. Pompidou. The goal of Pompidou, and Matt Lucas has said this, and the BBC has said this, and a lot of different critics and journalists out there have called this show a modern take on a silent comedy. This was supposed to...
I see that.
Right? This was intended to be like Charlie Chaplin and the Three Stooges in the 21st century, and to be that old school slapstick comedy.
I get that.
I will ask you to... Did the show Pompidou succeed at this goal? Yes or no, Zachary?
Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah, I'm gonna say yeah. It did.
Nicholas?
No, it didn't.
No, it did not.
No.
I happen to agree.
I agree.
Because if they were going for a silent film, like, kind of throwback type thing, they could have just not talked.
That is true. And I feel like the show might have been a little better for it.
I don't know, I think it was going for, some sort of weird, abstract British comedy.
Okay. Great, alright, another great question here. Was the show so bad it was good, intentionally, or unintentionally? Did Matt Lucas attempt to make an absurdist British shitcom?
British
shitcom.
Shitcom. Wait a minute.
You coined the new term, Nico.
This is a revelation. This needs to go in a magazine.
Babadook's a shitcom.
Yes.
That's very accurate.
Perfect. Yeah.
I think that's what our podcast is going to be about: is watching shitcoms.
Just watching shitcoms.
Shit.
Yeah, don't worry.
Oh my god. Okay.
I know, I'm
okay.
We'll get there.
Did they do this on purpose?
Did they try?
Because I know, like, for example, Louis C.K. has a show called Louis. And that show is great. I love it. But it's fucking weird sometimes. And you can tell, like, Louis is trying to make a piece of art and is trying to be, like, you know, he's going for something. Was Matt Lucas going for that? Or was he just, I'm gonna, like, I think Picasso said, like, every once in a while, I would just throw some shit together, call it art, and it would sell. Is that what Matt Lucas did here?
What I think happened was...
You implying that Matt Lucas has the same caliber of Picasso, like... where he can do that.
Yeah, pretty much.
What I think it is when they started doing it, they were trying to make it like that first episode was.
Yes.
But after seeing it, or after going back and reviewing the script or whatever,
yes,
they went, this is shit.
Right.
But it's kind of funny shit. And they just rolled with it after that. I think, like, the first episode or two, they were legitimately trying to make this hilarious and be, like, serious about it. And then afterwards, they were just like, this is shit. We know it's shit. Let's keep making it shit.
I don't think that you can't make a show starring, like, a fucking puppet dog, like, and be, expect it to, like, be serious, though. Like, how can you actually have a goal in mind when that's what you're fucking doing?
I mean, but no, but there is not serious comedy that is, like, good comedy with content. Like, there is a purpose to what we're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the Muppets, every Muppets movie has a point.
That's got the same.
Well, apparently not.
The fucking little bird inside of his stomach. Are you forgetting the first episode? I'm assuming that they made these episodes in order. There's no way to know.
I don't think it matters, because I think, like, they just sat in a room and said, all right, we got six episodes to write, let's go, and they just didn't stop, didn't think about what they
were
doing.
Where was the pilot that they showed somebody and said, like, hey, we should approve this show?
I don't think there was a pilot, because I don't think any...
There was no focus group, yeah. There was no...
I'm wondering if this season was the pilot for, like, some really absurd project that Matt Lucas wants to work on.
Maybe Matt Lucas is just the greatest... pitch deliverer in the world and is just like the greatest salesman and knows the business inside and out. But listen,
he looks a lot like my management teacher, actually. Maybe. Well, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Who do you have?
Well, not anymore, but Dr. Snyder. They're both like bald.
Oh, yeah.
Probably
I see
just
that.
Like a little short, chubby version of him.
Yep, he is.
So, yep. Like, I mean, yeah. I don't know how things are done, you know, across the pond. I'm not exactly sure how BBC's
across
structure
the pond.
Is.
I'm mad it took you that long to say something about it.
He's referring to the Atlantic Ocean. What a
But
prick.
It's called across the, on the other side of the pond, across the pond.
Across the pond is a slang term.
Who the fuck says that?
You've never heard
You've
that?
You've never heard that.
No.
Well, I say that.
I say it.
Zach says it.
Fuck you
But
guys.
I say, I don't, well, if I say it, don't, I mean, yeah. I say random shit all the time.
That's true. And that I don't people, say it often, put it that way. I don't even go with that. But like, I don't know any...
It's a thing, Nick.
Listen, the TV business, a lot of channels are kind of putting out shit nowadays. I don't know of anybody in their right mind that has worked their way up to a position of power at a major television network would greenlight this in any good conscience, you know, seeing the first episode and knowing what they were getting into. Because it is horrible. We've enjoyed this show and making fun of it and things like that.
There have been better shows that have been shut down after the entire show was made. Like, last minute, right before it aired.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So how did this make it?
I don't know. I mean...
I think it made it because... They didn't put it on TV. I think
they did in the UK.
They put it on TV.
Yeah, no, this was on BBC Two.
This is the what I'm going to challenge. This is the challenge.
BBC Two.
Pose here.
Yeah,
it's like ESPN 8.
That's right.
the Ocho.
obscure references. That's all we do here.
I don't even know what that means.
That's
from
Dodgeball.
Oh, yeah, it is from Dodgeball.
The tournament was on ESPN 8.
Oh, yeah.
The Ocho,
that's right.
And then they had, like, logs spinning, like, when they were showing the trailer for ESPN 8.
So,
yeah.
here's the challenge I'm going to pose here. So, I don't think that a show, because, like we just said, there have been worse shows that have been, like,
yes,
just, or better shows, I should say, that have been red.
And there have been worse, I feel like there have been sort of worse shows that have gotten the green light.
Yeah, but here's what I'm going to pose to you is, a show like this, I don't feel like would get the green light unless behind the scenes, when they pushed this show, there was some sort of clear message as to what they were going to do. And that leads me to believe that some of this was done on purpose. Maybe not all of it, but some of it. At least, because there's no other way that they would just be like, yeah, sure, just like put whatever the fuck you want together. There's got to be a reason, or else they're not going to greenlight something like this. This is not going to happen, especially not a network like BBC.
I think Matt Lucas... has some serious dirt on someone.
So, blackmail.
BBC. I think he's got a couple tit pics, maybe a couple dick pics somehow got Matt Lucas's way. Who knows? I mean, he's friends with Rebel Wilson. Anything could happen, right?
I guess.
Listen, like, there was some wild night at the BBC office Christmas party. And, like, all of a sudden, like, Matt Lucas came into some...
Did he find these pictures... In the secret compartment of the secret box.
That's after right. After pulling the secret string.
Okay.
Exactly.
There's no way that any single one of our viewers has been able to follow every single reference that we've done on the show.
Oh, hell no.
That's not a single way.
That's a great game to play, though, isn't it?
I can't follow all the references.
It's like bingo. But
bingo. Oh, yeah, we're going to fucking... What? How are you going to go with that?
Oh, SpongeBob. Boom. Bingo. I got it. Look, I got SpongeBob.
Yeah.
I got Dodgeball.
There you go.
Mr. Mom, I'm sure you've said something about Mr. Mom.
Every episode.
Yeah.
What?
He quotes Mr. Mom.
Always.
All the time.
I don't even know
and
what that
I,
is.
I didn't
see Mr. Mom?
No.
Michael Keaton movie.
I didn't realize this until, what, a month ago?
Yeah.
That you quote Mr. Mom?
I play a game with myself in which how many Mr. Mom references can I slip in without anybody noticing? So.
I guess you've been doing pretty well, right? So,
yeah. I just say random jokes and no one laughs.
Well,
and I just laugh to myself.
I mean, have you seen Mr. Mom?
Never.
I saw it once and I don't remember a single thing about it.
You should definitely see it again. It's a great film. It is so great.
And I don't know anyone else who's seen Mr. Mom. Except Michael Keaton.
Yes. He loves it. He's got
on a pedestal in a lockbox.
All the awards that he's won from that, all the Oscars that he's won for Mr. Mom. I think he just has some shit on people at the BBC. Or either it's like, I will pay you $50,000 to let me make this shitty shit.
So okay.
I think Matt Lucas has some pull. That's what I'm saying. Because I don't think this random British guy, I don't know the cultural significance of Matt Lucas because we live in America. None of us do. But I think this guy, he knows a guy. He's got a hookup.
I'm sure he's got plenty of friends that are, you know, up there.
And it's also not a hard pitch, too. Like, the budget on this show is it's not that big.
You know, maybe the reason, was it Marion, right? I still don't know the name of the characters. Yeah. I think maybe the reason Marion's a puppet dog is just because they couldn't afford a real dog with the budget.
Exactly. No, but that's exactly.
Who knows?
Like, the entire, like, half the budget was spent on that one episode when he was diving into the pudding or whatever. That trippy Big Lebowski sequence that was going on there.
That was very strange.
You know, the Freddie Mercury costume probably accounted for another. There's not much money that goes into making this show.
No, I feel like all the money went into those two great episodes.
Yes.
Well, not those two great. The great episode and the date.
The masterpiece.
The masterpiece and the date.
The great and the date.
Yes.
Yes. And then they were just like, oh, fuck.
All right. I think that leads perfectly. Let's do power rankings.
Power rankings. Okay.
Let's try it.
Well
we are all in agreement. Was it episode five?
Episode five.
Episode two.
Is the best.
Episode five is the masterpiece. Yes.
Episode five is the best, which is the hoarder.
I should get the list out.
Hoarder.
Hoarder.
And that is the one that
for has... For those following along at home.
That is the one that has the least to do with the title.
That's true. It just goes...
Yeah.
The plot was so convoluted, but it was so great. Yeah. It just... The whole musical sequence, the Rebel Wilson cameo, it's just... It's so good.
You guys, like, almost missed it, too.
That is true. Yeah. And then... Alright, so then I think we go...
Why don't Nico, you do yours.
Okay. Alright. I'll go Hoarder at one. I think I gotta go Hunger at two, just because like
that was the inaugural episode.
That was the episode. Like, if that episode isn't as bad as it is, right? If that episode is not as entertainingly bad as it is, I don't think we laughed that hard at any of the next five episodes.
Well, 'cause it was so absurdist.
Yeah. So like in my mind, I think I gotta put Hoarder at two. Then I think I go The Bowl at three, then I go Cold at four, then I go The Date at five, and I go Lottery at six. I think Lottery is by far the worst episode. Yeah, and I think
The Date
is not far behind. Cold was okay. Cold was yeah. And then I think the ending of Cold, I think, bumps it up for me a little bit. I do love
it. No, I completely agree.
That drags it down for me.
No, really? But here's why. Because the significance of the episode is increased.
Yes.
It's not so much that you enjoy the episode, but the episode is more significant.
And I like the fact that the episode sort of gave a nod... this sounds stupid, but gave a nod to the fans in the sense that, like, we've been watching these characters for six episodes, and they actually, like, left us on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
You know, assuming that, you know, this is not a show that you just pop on when you're high or something, flipping through Netflix. So that's my power ranking.
Imagine this high, though.
Oh, my God.
Why have we not done that, Nick?
What? Done what?
Watch this high.
Watch the show high?
We podcast about it. It's kind of hard.
I... That's a horrible idea.
That's a great idea. You did it with Portlandia, and this is a lot funnier.
Portlandia is like a stoner show. Like, there's a difference. Like,
by the way, season 4 of Portlandia,
yeah,
not as good as like season 2.
Marissa wanted me to point out, our friend Marissa Schilling just texted me, make sure to say in the podcast that Marissa has no boobs. Marissa has no boobs.
No.
There you go.
Good.
Really, I said that in a past podcast.
But yeah.
I think that's the ranking.
Definitely. Make sure to say in the podcast that Marissa has no boobs. I just got that.
Yeah, good.
We're in a group chat, folks.
Yeah, sorry. Definitely... Hoarders one,
mm-hmm.
And see, I don't know which one I disliked more though.
Lottery was pretty shitty. There were no laughs in Lottery. There were just no laughs. Hove was being an asshole, and like there was that cool trailer, I guess.
But okay, but I liked
it. You forget
it.
The Lottery was kind of interesting though. There were pretty interesting parts with the self awareness. The
I guess. I mean, yeah. So, but. And then there's me, and every time I see a nice car and something, I'm like, oh, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
And he was driving an Aston Martin.
Well, okay. In that case.
Which was gorgeous.
In that case. Yeah.
But then I have to weigh, because I laughed more in the Lottery
mm-hmm.
than at the date,
mm-hmm.
but the date was far more interesting.
It was, yes, interesting is the word. Interesting is definitely the word.
I don't know
if
interesting is really a positive word, though.
No.
No.
Not in this
but it's
case.
Not. I'm not using it as a positive or a negative. I'm just saying it was interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, it was. So I think for me, it would go. Hoarder.
Yep.
Gotta go Hunger next.
Okay. Take your time.
Cold. Bowl. Lottery date.
Okay, these are important rankings. I'm glad you got it out there. Any disagreement?
So it's interesting because I kind of agree with you for the worst two, but I agree with Zach for another set. So Hoarder Hunger, as we all agree on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna go Cold Bowl,
uh-huh.
same as Zach.
Uh-huh.
But then I'm gonna say date lottery like you did.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds about good. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
but okay,
roughly the same. But, I think there's three teams.
Let me ask you. It was for me. It was hard picking between Cold and Bowl.
Yeah,
and it was hard picking between Date and Lottery.
Yeah,
I think Cold had more significance than Bowl.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. If you could say such a thing about this shitcom.
So,
I'm you know, I'm pretty invested in the show.
We are.
Oh, so. I know. I want there to be a second season.
So invested that we have many theories. And we've been talking about these all season
you
long.
You guys
yes.
have many theories. I've helped all, sort of along the way to prove or disprove them.
Or yes. argue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
let's.
I don't think I came up with any theories.
No, you didn't. You just shook your head judgmentally at Nicholas and I. As
yes.
As we were coming up with them. So, let's run down. Theory number one, Nick.
Okay, so let's just talk about the one we've been really, really pushing this whole time.
It's but not to them, right?
No. The Charlie Brown.
Oh, Charlie Brown. Okay.
Yes. The Charlie Brown universe theory.
Yes.
Now, a reminder of what that's all about is, you know, in the Charlie Brown universe, if you ever watch the show, the adults don't really talk.
No.
They kind of... Wah.
Yeah, it's a horn.
It's a horn noise.
No, it is. It's a horn.
It is.
They just use the horn.
You know, there was kind of a seemed that Pompidou at times gave off this impression that it was a Peanuts show from the adult's perspective, almost.
Yes.
And the original thought leading us to that was the fact that the only two animals in the show that ever talked was a dog and a bird, similar to the Peanuts.
But, I mean, the dog didn't really... The dog said woof.
That's what
the
I mean.
The bird talked.
But Snoopy didn't really talk.
Snoopy didn't talk, no.
At all.
You know, but he was the main character. He was a...
I mean, Woodstock didn't talk either.
Yeah, but, you know, that was the reference that made us, like, think of it. And, you know, from there, we further delved in.
Yes.
I'm free.
And eventually, we came to the conclusion that it's not exactly... the bird.
What?
I'm just thinking of the...
Eventually, I think we kind of came to the conclusion
that
it's not necessarily that the show... I mean, it's not necessarily that the show does or does not take place in the exact same universe that Charlotte Byrne does.
Yes.
That's unclarified.
Yes.
But...
Of course, unclarified, right.
Right. But what we did notice was that it seems as though language is something that when you're young, you use often, but the older you get, the less important it is.
Right. And that you are able to communicate using other means rather than words. And then essentially, language is for the unevolved.
Which is why we call it the Charlie Brown universe theory.
Right.
Yeah, and I think that's the one that has, that holds, well, maybe it's not the one that holds the most water, but it holds water in the fact that
it makes sense.
Like that woman, the old woman from the bus stop and the thrift shop, said nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing at all. Silent.
She's
clearly, seemingly the oldest character in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
fisherman, probably second.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he said about like, 2 words.
Very, very little.
Yep.
You know, then we have like the art instructor, the pottery instructor, who spoke
some of the young characters.
A lot. I would say he spoke the repairman? Most English.
The repairman.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. But then like, and then like the teenagers.
Yeah.
Teenagers.
You know,
teenagers said selfie.
Selfie.
Right.
It was clearly more advanced or less advanced, the communication.
Yes.
As you grow older.
Right. So.
No, which one is it?
The communication is more advanced in the sense that it needs less.
You need verbal, less speaking. In other words, using words is primitive.
Okay.
Which is quite a theory.
Yeah.
So,
what does that say about us? That considering we all we do is fucking talk.
That we're crazy people. That's what it says about us.
It's not what I meant, but I'll take it. I'll take it.
Alright, let's...
How are we thinking about that?
Let's close the book. Here's what I will say.
Can we get a book and just close it?
If you can find a book.
There's a million of them.
There's a thick book right there.
That's a nice thick book.
It's a Bible.
Is it a Bible?
Hey, hopefully it
doesn't. Oh, I shouldn't touch it. I'll bone my skin.
Wow. All right.
Okay, let's close the book.
That was bad.
Yeah, that was really shitty.
Get the hardcover thing right there.
It's a binder.
Looks like there's shit in the
Grab one of... There's like a million there.
You need one with a hard cover, because then you get that...
Right. I don't have... there's none.
Whatever.
Right. Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
I got you.
while Zach goes off and does his thing, and Nico drops his phone.
Yes. Let's go Mythbuster style. Okay, close the book.
Ooh. Nice.
That's a nice clap right there.
And it popped the fuck out of that microphone.
What book is this? What is this?
I don't
know. Oh, it's Pinocchio.
Oh.
Hey.
I remember the movie being a lot
Hello, little boy,
book.
Said Sly Fox. Where are... I'm sorry.
Wow. There's like 5 pages in that book.
I know.
It's an abridged version, apparently.
Well, look at how many words are on.
I guess. I will say, like, Mythbuster style, breaking or busted, confirmed, or plausible.
Oh, plausible.
I'm going plausible on
I'm
that
saying
one.
Plausible.
I like plausible.
You're saying plausible as well?
Plausible.
Confirmed.
Wow, you're confirming.
You're confirming it?
Yes.
Oh, the kids, that's a big smoking gun, is the fact that kids have...
That's why I'm saying plausible.
Not in one case was this theory disproved.
That is true. That is, but neither was it confirmed. There was no evidence. There was a lot of evidence not against. I don't know if there was any evidence.
I mean, for all we know, that old woman could have dementia and just not talk.
She did not have dementia. She knew exactly what to do when he got back.
That is true. That is definitely true.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say, you know, it makes sense. It makes full sense.
All right.
No arguments there.
What do you guys think of that theory?
Yeah, tweet us with the hashtag Charlie Brown Universe. There you go.
CBU.
Okay.
Hashtag CBU.
I like that.
We got it.
Okay.
All right. Next theory.
I think I can take
the lead. Get off your fucking phone. Look at the next theory.
Okay. The next theory I think we should talk about is... the triangle theory. The love triangle theory.
Yes.
Well, that threw me off. I was like, what is that?
Yeah. Because throughout the series, we have alluded to the fact that
it wasn't necessarily alluding to the fact, it was just that we had a lot of different interpretations of the relationship between the three characters.
Yeah. Right.
And
you
we,
guys
we
thought,
didn't exactly know what to think about it.
You guys thought there was a relationship between Marion and Pompidou.
Yep. It seemed plausible for a time, I would say.
And it also seemed pretty heavily implied, I thought.
I thought, yeah.
You know, I mean, not a show necessarily about subtleties, but this seemed like a pretty big red flag.
Especially from the end of Marion, when Marion's acting.
Yeah, definitely.
See, I was strong against it at the beginning, and I'm strong against it afterwards. I don't think there was anything
right
between it. Everything you guys have talked about,
you thought it was platonic.
Either I didn't see,
yep,
or I gave examples of why it could just be a pet as opposed to a relationship.
Yes. Then we got into Hove, and at first we thought that they were just really good friends, and then we figured, you know, why are these guys hanging around together so much?
There's no,
you know, why wouldn't
obligation.
There's no reason why Hove would be staying.
And I mean, at the end of the day, he did leave, so let's not forget that he did leave at the end,
yes,
of the series.
Yes, he did.
But he was there for quite some time through what appeared to be heavy poverty and a lot of
heavy
strife.
Poverty, yeah.
Right? So then we thought, all right, is this a friendship? Is this, you know, just a long-term, like, they're just, like, basically family, basically brothers? Or are there homosexual undertones here? And is this a romantic relationship?
I think the show is very progressive.
Yes.
You know, I could, I do. I do believe at the end of the day that it seemed that Hove was more concerned about Pompidou than any other person that in the entire universe that we saw.
Yes.
And it seems that he had feelings of some sort for Pompidou, whether romantic or platonic.
That's beautiful.
I'm not sure.
That's beautiful. Okay.
But I don't know. I definitely do think that there were some undertones.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think...
implied, on purpose.
And some not undertones in one episode, particularly.
So.
Well, yeah. And the amount of men that Hove has kissed.
Yes.
The number
climbed. Yeah, that is definitely true.
I think it was almost every other episode he kissed a man.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, just about.
So we could talk about this all day in the context of the show, but in reality, there are people making this thing... And the man behind Pompidou is a man by the name of Matt Lucas. Now,
who we have talked about.
Very recently we discovered this.
Extensively. So we
right before we started recording.
Yes. After the immense show prep that we did for this podcast, we discovered some things about Matt Lucas in real life. And I believe, and I think you two agree with me, that there is the answers to these questions are found in the personal life of Matt Lucas, and that these characters are reflections of people that he knows, similar to Jerry Seinfeld in Seinfeld.
Of course,
you know, and in most
Soup Nazi episode was on last night.
Well, I hate that episode.
I love that episode.
Oh, it's so overrated. I'm a hipster. I'm a Seinfeld fan that hates the Soup Nazi episode.
I know you're like the only one.
I'm a hipster Seinfeld fan. Matt Lucas is a gay man.
He is.
Matt Lucas. Yes. Matt Lucas is a gay man. And
looking back, like, this might just be sort of...
Garage door. Not an earthquake. Right?
I thought someone was getting, like, shot.
It was like an assault rifle.
Yeah.
Looking back at his short screen time in Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Because we realized he was in Bridesmaids.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was sort of, I don't know if it was the character choice, or if that's just how he carries himself, but his character in Bridesmaids seemed very gay.
Yes.
But I don't know if it was intentional.
No, I believe that was the type of role, similar to Fat Amy's role in Pompidou, where there wasn't a lot of prep. It was just like, hey, Matt Lucas, come on the show. And so that's, if he seemed very gay, I think he was kind of just playing himself.
Yes. Yes, I don't think a lot of backstory was necessarily given to that character, and a lot of thought was given to that. We also know Rebel Wilson was a, as they call it in Britain, a flatmate. They don't call them apartments, they call them flats.
Yeah, so I'm
yes,
aware.
We all will. Yes. Nico, we were going to get one and call it
there's people
a
listening.
Flat.
Hey, there's people... I'm
most of the people listening would definitely know that.
I'm the voice of the people, all right?
What people?
You. There needs
five
to be,
people
there,
that listen to this thing. That's who. So, he has had a history of platonic relationships with women that he lives with. Marion the dog is a female. We think that that is representing the relationship between Rebel Wilson and Pompidou. And we think that if Hove necessarily doesn't represent a particular person in his life, we don't necessarily know. We do certainly know that any man that he has lived with was most likely a romantic partner. So I am willing to say pretty definitively, and I will say confirmed on this theory, I think romantic relationship, or at least from end.
We're just doing Hove, right?
Yes, from Hove's perspective.
Start from Hove.
Yes. Hove has feelings for Pompidou.
Confirmed for you?
I'm saying confirmed.
Confirmed? What do you think, Zach?
I can't go confirmed because in many episodes he looked very, I don't even want to say disappointed, but very like, the fuck, bruh.
Yeah.
At Pompidou, uh-huh. Well, about something he said. It's very, 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 it's as close to confirmed as I can get.
Yes.
Without saying confirmed.
Okay.
It's extremely plausible.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with Zach, heavily plausible. But I again, like I said, platonic or romantic, not sure.
Pompidou's perspective, I think... I'm going to say clueless.
I was going to say the same thing.
He has no idea.
Unaware of. Right.
Just friend zoning the shit out of
Hove. Not even just from Hove, though. Even if he was like married to Marion, he doesn't have a clue.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That is very true. And from Marion's perspective, platonic.
Purely platonic.
That's what you think? 100% platonic?
I'm confirming. All right, let's close the book. Sure. All right, closing the book.
Book closed.
On that theory.
Oh, look at that.
I know.
That's going to be awesome to listen back on.
Let's do...
Wow, that...
Are there any other major
Pinocchio
theories?
Pinocchio looks Asian, guys.
As an Asian Pinocchio. Are there any other... Wow.
The Italian puppeteer made an Asian puppet.
There you go.
That sink in and do with that information as you wish.
Zach, was there any other theories that we had discussed that we're not remembering besides the secret theory?
There was the multiple universe theory.
Multiple universe theory.
But we gave up on that.
Well, let's discuss it. We might as well discuss it, because it was brought up.
It was brought up. And you had that theory for...
Yeah, originally...
Like three episodes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, originally, then... I believe that perhaps, maybe, there was a chance that every episode of Pompidou took place in the same day, but different events each day.
Right. Yes.
Right.
That there is no timeline.
There's no
continuity.
Actual timeline or continuity to the show.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that the further I looked into that, though, I'll admit when I'm wrong.
Oh, that's very brave of you. You know?
No, I'm a human being.
You are a human being.
I came out today as a human being.
You're so brave.
And you're so brave. I'm going to say that this is busted.
I'm agreeing. I think busted.
Because
I think the arc of the season... is that Hove gets fed up with Pompidou each episode and, you know, escalated into a climax there. I'm saying busted. Let's close that book. Cool. All right, here we go.
Okay. So
the granddaddy of them all,
I suppose.
We've been teasing this for 2 months. So.
We have been teasing this for 2 months.
So this is a theory that I actually developed the first episode.
You did.
And there was absolutely nothing to fucking hold it up.
Nope.
Absolutely none.
Nothing.
We're just like, what if?
Why not? What if? And I remember where it started from. It was me comparing the fisherman from the first episode to Jesus.
Right. Yes.
Through the channel of the old man in the sea. Yeah. So we're doing a double allegory here. An allegory of an allegory.
Yes.
And...
No, the mermaid went into the sea.
You know... So,
welcome, that's my book!
I know, don't read it. We're podcasting.
I'm listening. Fuck. I need to know the story of Pinocchio. Did you know there was a whale?
Yeah, I'm gonna kill you.
For the record, I knew there was
a whale. My nose didn't grow, folks, when I told him I was gonna kill him. That's a fact.
That just shows that you're a real boy.
It also shows that you have erectile dysfunction or something.
All right, then.
Is that what Pinocchio's about?
I think it's
Geppetto's ED.
I have always seen it as pretty phallic. So. I've seen that nose pretty phallic, let's be honest here.
I mean, look at that. He's clearly telling the fairy to just sit on his face.
Definitely.
Wow.
Right? Look at that.
I'm uncomfortable with that picture. And
look
I
at that.
I think I'm uncomfortable with the audio that we're going to be listening to after.
That's pretty hot.
Go that ahead. Is hot. on a scale of 1 to 10, that's all.
Okay. Children's books. Yeah. So, well, from the... from the
fucking pages.
Not, this fucking book away.
No! My book!
God.
You know I hate this theory, so I'm trying to stay... I'm trying to distance myself.
From the allegory that the fisherman was Jesus,
I thought
about it more, and I realized that this show could... Each episode, individually, could represent one of the seven deadly sins. Now, I know what you're initially thinking. Nick... There's only 6 episodes.
Oh.
How can you represent 7 episodes? We'll get to that.
Explain yourself. A la the Morgan Freeman, Brad Pitt, Kevin Spacey 90s flick, Seven. There are seven different aspects in this wonderful work of art. Similar to John Doe. In many ways, Matt Lucas is just
Matt Lucas is
as crazy as John Doe, the serial killer.
I would say so, yes.
All right, here we go.
Now, episode one was entitled Hunger.
Hunger.
I believe that this episode, as you may predict, represented the aspect of gluttony.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Understandable.
And when you said that, you were like, what if?
What if?
Episode, yeah.
And keeps working. And we saw that the next episode was entitled Lottery, and immediately we said, makes sense, right?
Yeah. You know?
But, ironically, Lottery, the next episode, I'm not going to put under greed.
No.
Nope.
Not ironically, I'm going to put it under pride.
Yes.
Because it struck me that Hove... And this isn't me fudging this at all.
No, absolutely not.
This is confirmed. We've brought this to the Vatican.
This is
the Vatican.
They've analyzed it.
They've analyzed our
text.
They
got back to us.
They put some white smoke in the air and came out to the city and announced that it does
conform.
And the fact that you didn't hear of this doesn't mean it's not true.
That's
true.
Yeah, this
episode
is,
two.
But you didn't hear it from us.
You didn't hear from us. You heard it from the Vatican.
Yeah, this
episode
is episode
two.
This is the scientific method right here. No way we're fudging our data to meet our hypothesis. No way.
At
no
all.
Way.
No way, no how.
Of course.
Episode two, Lottery, I'm placing under pride, representing Hove's pride. I'm above you, Pompidou. I'm not going to share my money with you. That pride.
Okay.
It's kind of a dickish move.
Kind of a dick move. Episode 3 was
then he got that
Bull,
nice ass
correct?
Thing.
Episode 3 was Bull.
Yes.
I'm placing that under Envy because of the jealousy that Pompidou had over his friend Spiderweb Neck's...
Spiderweb Neck, yeah.
What was his name?
I don't remember.
Spiderweb Neck.
Yeah, under... that he was jealous of his financial success.
Yep.
Again, and that's...
That one was actually pretty obvious. I agree. That's not you fudging.
Yeah, that's not you fudging.
Yeah.
Episode 4 was Date.
Yeah.
And I put that under Lust.
Yep. Again.
You know, Pompidou lusting for a girlfriend, looking for some love.
Yep.
You know, just like... And again, that seems to relate to Matt Lucas in real life, as the article we read was entitled, Matt Lucas is looking for love on Tinder.
That is true.
He is. Yes.
I don't think that's really an issue.
No.
No.
Yeah. Episode 5, Hoarder. Yeah. This is the one that I decided to place under Greed.
Okay.
Yeah.
He would not get rid of any of his junk. He
wanted to keep it all.
Yeah.
He wanted everything.
Yeah. That sounds all right, yeah.
I think it makes sense.
Okay.
And episode 6 was Wrath.
Yes.
Cold was Wrath. And this especially is derived from the many accounts of anger throughout the episode. Pompidou angry at the mechanic, and eventually Hove angry at Pompidou. So angry, in fact... that he walked out and left him, leaving us on a cliffhanger ending.
That is true.
And...
But we're missing one, Nick!
What are we missing? We're missing Sloth. And I have determined that Sloth...
Tell him to come up.
You want her on the
for
podcast?
For 10 minutes, yeah.
Alright,
for
the show.
Well, okay, I'm going to say that Sloth is represented by the 7th episode of Podcat of Pompidou, in the sense that they never made it. I think it was laziness on their part. And that is where... the 7 deadly sins come in. So, we have to wait a moment for Nico here now, huh?
No, we don't.
Well, so Zach, what do you think of my theory here?
I've hated it from... You said... What was episode one? What was it? You said gluttony.
Yes.
And I laughed because I'm like, oh yeah, that is... They're fucking hungry. Of course it's gluttony. And then you actually started talking about it and rationalizing it in some weird-ass way, which I rationalize shit in a really weird way.
Of course, yes.
But even then, I'm like, nah, fuck this. And I've hated it from then on. For the past 2 months, whenever we've talked about it, I was like, no, why? No, there's no fucking point. So
you don't think it holds any water? I mean, do you think that everything I just said makes sense?
It makes sense, yes. But politicians make sense a lot, and they lie out their ass.
Marissa Schilling.
Hey!
Alright, sit in the corner.
We have, So you have, like, politicians who lie out their ass and make shit up. You have, the church, which has made shit up out of...
Whoa! They just clarified our theory. You're telling me they made that up?
Yes. So, holds no water, busted.
No holy water?
All right. I'm confirming just for... I'm giving you style points on that one. Just creativity.
I will give you that. It was very creative.
Yes.
And I do respect that.
Let's close the book. There we go.
Well, I didn't...
You just talked about it. Do you want me? Ready? Okay.
I vote plausible.
Okay. Well,
so.
There we go.
I think that's it.
Well,
hold on. I have a question.
Yeah.
Before we get on to the future.
Yes.
What is the future?
Was this worth it?
Oh, yeah. Of course it was. Yeah. Of course it was. This.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
the reason to hang out with you schmucks for 2 months.
Now, hold on. Now, if somebody came up to you,
yeah,
and wanted you to do a show like this again, you would do it.
Someone's coming up to me on the street.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
You tell me, like, a producer's going to contact would you and say, like, I'm going to fund you for eight more episodes of Pompidou.
Yeah.
Looking back, would you want to do this whole thing again?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think. Talking about bad stuff is so much more fun than talking about good stuff.
True.
I think definitely. And
definitely. Thank you, Marissa.
Thank you, studio audience.
She's the intern. Yay!
Yeah. Oh yeah. We got like three interns out of this. This is good.
I mean,
they're no longer alive.
That is true.
But because somebody kept forgetting to feed them.
It's true,
Marissa.
She was the intern to take care of the intern.
She's yes.
Yeah.
So
after we decided we were all too irresponsible.
Yeah.
I'm an intern?
Unpaid.
Okay.
It makes sense if you don't think about it.
Yeah. Alright. Yeah. So
I wasn't planning on thinking about it.
So this is currently the name of this show is the Pompidou Podcast.
The Pompidou, yes.
Okay, that is a name that we've gone with for 2 months now. It's a show about Pompidou.
Like pompousness?
No,
the show
is Pompidou.
The show is called Pompidou.
Came up with that name.
And we...
No.
We watch a show called Pompidou. Okay. And we named a Pompcast.
Our Pompcast.
Oh, I need to revelate. Okay, here's a revelation. You guys didn't know this. I discovered this like 3 weeks ago, okay? I was searching around the internet. I was like putting the Pompidou Podcast on Reddit.
Porn.
That too, but it was after that. Okay. I was looking for Pompidou porn.
That is a unique market.
Hey, wait, hold on. Rule 34, it probably already exists.
Oh my. That is the worst.
Hopefully Fat Amy's somewhere involved.
Oh, Rebel Wilson.
Okay.
yes.
So I was looking around. And I went on iTunes, and I did a search for the Pompidou Podcast to see if we got any reviews or anything on there. And I came across something as I was scrolling through. Something by the name of Pompidou Review. I kid you not.
This is already a show?
3 weeks after we started doing our podcast, another Pompidou recap show popped up.
We win!
Yay, Simpsons did it!
No, that that's kind of cool. We should.
That's awesome.
I wish I knew that ahead of time because we could have maybe like tried to.
Here's the problem. 2 weeks in, they quit.
Oh!
They couldn't do it anymore.
Did you find do they still have the audio?
They do. If you look up Pompidou Review, it's basically the exact same format as us. Is we just watch an episode, talk about it. They use the same music and everything. It's actually three guys sitting around talking about each episode.
Really? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Are you lying?
I am not. Here, we'll search it.
Yes, go get it.
I don't believe you.
and they came up with a much better name. Pompidou Review is so much better.
But here's the thing.
Ours has alliteration.
Theirs
has, and theirs has rhyme. They're both literary techniques.
Pompidou Review.
Oh, they have three episodes.
Like
two episodes.
Oh, these
two
fuckers,
they gave up.
Photoshopped their face onto that really poorly.
Pompidou
Review. I love it.
Look at that.
I love everything about it.
Six-part podcast that analyzes the jokes and themes of the genius Netflix original series Pompidou.
And they gave up.
And they gave up.
They gave up on May 15th was when they realized... Fuck that.
I love...
We were busy.
Maybe they died.
I love it, though.
I do love it.
I'm actually very sad. That they didn't continue.
I'm happy that we outlasted them. That's all I'm saying.
We also didn't know about them.
I'm wondering if our existence had something to do with...
Maybe. Because ours is... If you search for Pompidou on iTunes, ours comes up way before theirs.
Shit! We got a phone ringing right in the middle of the fucking show.
Fucking phone.
Now, the show's ruined.
Scrap it! Well, we knew it! Let's go! Come on.
That was important.
Lost episode 2.
There's other phones now.
Like
there's other phones now.
Well, that connects to all of them, so that's
important. Yeah. So
that's so you just... Oh,
yeah.
I did.
That could be important.
Okay. Well, we only have close the fire door.
Oh,
so
there was a little.
No one gets that.
You guys always tell me how much I need dedication. How about this? We got through 6 episodes.
Yes.
So congratulations. First of all, say yes. Round of applause. Marissa clap. There we go.
I'm not gonna clap.
I clap.
Good job, guys. Okay. Now
let's talk about the future.
Let's talk about the future.
The future.
Because we're not gonna stop doing podcasts, the three of us.
No, that'd be...
Apparently...
I've had too much fun doing this with you guys. Not even just for Pompidou, but getting together and recording and making fun. And
it has
fun.
Given us an excuse to hang out, which is cool. Because occasionally little stretches will go...
And it's also very nice because it's like, I only have to see you on Tuesday.
That's not... Yeah.
And like, I feel
no obligation later on to be like, I wonder what Nico's doing today.
Yeah, like, I only see once a week. That's like a perfect...
You hit your Nico quota for the week.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, yeah, there's no reason...
Ever since New York, I've lowered my Nico quota.
That's it. It's a good move. It's a good move.
Do you remember the drive?
Yeah, I was mad, and he was mad.
I went to sleep, and I woke up. We were in the same spot that I had.
Yeah, and I was yelling. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yes,
that's another story.
So, maybe there's a Pompidou season 2. Who knows?
If there is, we are fucking on it.
I'm not gonna place my bets though.
No,
I
would not bet on that. So we have ideas.
I'd bet on Firefly coming back before they'd be able
to. Wow, that's a really big bet. yeah, I'm sure Joss Whedon's not too busy. He's really not, though.
He's really not.
Yeah, though.
Him and Marvel like broke up.
Are we done with the book?
The bad breakup.
Yeah, we're done with it. We'll do it one more time at the end, right?
Okay.
Like that?
I don't. That's pretty stupid.
You well, how about this, Nick? Shut up.
Don't bump the table.
Here's
the question.
This was infamous quote.
The Pompidou Podcast.
Yes.
Does it stay the Pompidou Podcast? Do we change the name? Because we got many ideas
Steal
and they
the
have.
Review. They're not using it anymore.
The Pompidou Review.
I'm not comfortable with
that. I'm not. No.
So what are we thinking?
We had a few names.
We did.
I think we had a really good one.
Honestly,
I thought it was very good. It was it has alliteration, so
yes.
we break down these shows and they tend to be really bad. So I was thinking Breaking Bad.
That's right.
But my issue with that is I feel like people would search thinking we are a Breaking Bad podcast.
What's Breaking Bad?
That would
Bad?
Be in with... What are you talking about?
What's Breaking Bad?
Only a second favorite show of all time.
Never heard of it.
I don't know what you're referring to.
Is it the Better Call Saul prequel? Is that what that is?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
The right. Better Call Saul prequel. It's technically not even a prequel. Better Call Saul is the prequel.
Sequel, sorry. Yeah.
Pre-sequel.
There you go.
Borderlands reference.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, Borderlands, the pre-sequel.
Do people watch this? No, nobody watches
no
this.
No one watches it, no.
Because
zero.
You can't
I don't know
watch
how,
a podcast.
I don't know how
we
you
have,
watch. Where's
we
the
have,
camera?
We have...
You know what I mean. Do people listen to this?
This is why we get paid the big bucks, guys.
That's right.
And that's why I'm an unpaid intern.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
We will teach you Padawan.
Well, Count Dooku's dead.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because he passed away.
And it's Dooku,
first
not
of,
Dooku.
Shut up. I told my brother this at work. I think I told him yesterday. And I'm like, so Christopher Lee. He's like, who? I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, whatever. So I brought up his IMDb.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how if you search an actor, it's just the picture?
Yep.
I put it on my table because I did go deal with... one of the kids was like... throwing a car and
wow
and
the Incredible Hulk apparently
and
throwing a car.
Bruce Banner's son
from the other end of the room, all I hear is my brother go, oh, Count Dooku.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my, yes,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
If that's
he all- had that guy Jimmy and I my friend Jimmy Lux, our friend Jimmy
my
Lux.
Cousin,
yes,
Nick's cousin Jimmy Lux.
Pretty sure I get
I think so. I think that goes ahead of Nico's friend.
No!
Yeah. we were just like googling Christopher Lee the day he died. Apparently that guy did like heavy metal covers of Sinatra songs.
Did he
like,
really?
He did. The guy was just a baller.
Can we end the show with one of his heavy metal covers?
Yes, he did a cover of My Way. And yes, we'll insert that at the end of the podcast.
Absolutely, yeah.
As the wrap-ups, there we go.
Wait, hold on. Just, I would like to say, 278 movies this guy has been in.
All-time record, I think. 278, I think he's the more...
I thought he was like the second.
Samuel Jackson?
I didn't...
No, Samuel
Jackson. He's actually been in surprisingly few movies.
Compared to Christopher Lee, yeah. The thing about Christopher Lee is, like, he was a huge star. He was Dracula, like, 60 years ago.
Yeah, and mind you, he was born in 1922.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he was not, yeah.
Dude was old, man.
He almost lived
a
century. He was
93 years old.
He almost lived he was 93?
Yeah.
And acting for most of it.
Holy shit.
That was a baller,
I mean, think about it. He just appeared in Battle of the Five Armies.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That was, like, 5 years ago.
Yeah. And he was fighting Yoda.
They filmed all three at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
He was fighting Yoda 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Think about that.
It's amazing.
That's amazing.
So, okay. I think we found the name, though, to be honest with you. I know we haven't attached...
I hate that name.
No. Earlier on in the show, I had a bit of a Freudian slip. And I said the word shit cunt.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure.
I also think our biggest fan should pick it.
Well, here's what we're going to do.
You know, here's the thing. You say our biggest fan. I don't even think he likes us that much.
He likes us enough to send me a happy birthday.
Well, he's just being nice. I mean,
who's your biggest fan?
There's this guy. His name is Drangula. And he listens to all our podcasts and live tweets it as he is listening.
Where is he from?
I'm not really sure.
He's in the U.S.
He said something. He's like a Midwesterner or something.
Oh, he loves you guys?
He does.
I don't know. Yeah, on Twitter.
There's a good 50 people that listen to this thing every week.
Yeah.
So, I'm putting the poll out. If you want to, maybe I'll just put it up on the website.
Someone's listening right now?
No.
Well, not right now, but...
Oh, you guys don't do it live?
No,
we post it.
Yeah,
that takes way too much effort.
Why would we do that?
I kind of like shitcom talk.
Shitcom talk.
The shitcom.
I like
show?
The shitcom show.
Yeah, shitcom talk just sounds weird.
The shitcom
no talk show.
Thanks for your good point.
I like shitcom show.
The shitcom show.
Yeah, because
you have the alliteration.
I'll put that as an option.
That kind of restricts us in a sense, though.
No.
To just sitcoms.
I mean, it kind of seems to.
I mean, it's certainly a good pun. If you're going through iTunes and you come across a show called The Shitcom Show, you're going to click on it. It's got that clickbaity type of thing going there. That the Poppity Podcast doesn't necessarily have.
I say we do a poll. Put it on like the website or whatever.
Yeah, I mean...
If people...
Right, I mean, in a sense, I also don't think it's necessarily a bad idea to keep the name as is.
Yeah, it's not horrible.
It's what we started with, you know, it'll kind of, at the same time, it might mislead people, but they can always go back.
I think we changed the artwork on it, and we maybe change a couple of descriptions just so, you know, listen to it expecting to hear Pompidou talk.
Yeah.
Right.
And you just keep it as the name.
And the description can always go something like, you know, these three started with the Pompidou show and decided to continue and venture out. And
yeah.
As long as people are aware.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it would be necessarily a bad thing to keep the name as is. I'm also not against the Shitcom show.
Yeah. One of the first podcasts that really broke mainstream was a podcast about Lost. And that podcast, still to this day, Lost is not even on the air. And those two guys still talk about...
Serial?
No. They talk just about random shit. It's called The Lost Podcast. And they still call it The Lost Podcast, even though they're not talking about Lost anymore.
But The Lost Podcast could be anything.
When I hear
The Pompidou Podcast, I'm thinking, that's about Pompidou. Yeah. If I hear The Lost Podcast, I'm thinking, oh, they just came up with a clever name.
Here's the thing. But, I mean, we haven't done our second series, which we haven't announced yet.
No, we haven't. And I don't want to announce it quite yet.
Right. But... You know, I have a name in mind that combines the names of those two.
Okay.
And I think it sounds good.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if I want to reveal it here. What do you think?
Save it.
Save it? Well, save it until the next project.
I also think that we should release the next series, even though we're doing a little segment between. Because
okay.
I really do think we should.
Go ahead. Announce
and
it.
we've all agreed that this is what we're doing. The next we all know the game.
Eventually.
Is it
just in 1 week, or are we doing a couple? I thought we had a few more projects ideas. Maybe not.
I thought we were going to do our next project and then start the next show.
That's what I was.
Because there were a couple movie recaps that we should be able to talk about this off air. But there were a couple movie recaps we wanted to do too, didn't we? Didn't we want to watch like a couple really bad B movies?
We did want to watch The Room.
Yeah, we're going to do The Room.
Okay, so we can.
But we could
still announce all of these. I don't see the
we
issue.
We still could.
Sure.
I say we announce them.
Okay. At some point in the future, a recap of The Room will be coming out.
That awful movie.
Yeah.
The Room.
A couple horror movies that we haven't quite decided. I think Troll 2 was one of them.
Should we refer to it as its proper name?
What is
No. He's talking about like my favorite.
Oh, you're talking about
from 92 to 97 horror movies.
Right.
You're talking about
the golden age of shit horror movies.
Movie recaps will be coming. Give the show. Then we'll announce next week. But give the show.
Okay, so the next show we want to cover is one that was referred to me from a friend,
I've seen before.
Apparently Zach has seen.
You've watched
it. I've seen like. Okay. People have posted the trailer on YouTube and shit like that.
Okay. It's called Danger 5.
Yes.
Now, there's two seasons of it. Each, like, roughly, if we were to cover season one, it would be roughly the same length as Pompidou.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
maybe we do season one and then take another break. And then
yeah, that's what break. I was thinking.
That's what I was thinking as well.
Okay.
And honestly, by the time we're done with all this stuff, Pompidou season two might even be announced.
That is true. That is definitely true. Off season, man.
Yeah.
This is off season.
So this will take quite a few weeks. I mean.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. We're going to do the same thing we did here. Theorize, recap every episode.
Right. And the name that I came up with would be Pomp 5.
Pomp 5.
It rolls well. I don't know what it means.
Pomp 5 is not bad.
But I like it. I like the sound of it.
I'll put all of these in a poll.
Right.
Okay? I'll put them on the website at some point. Tweet me if you have more suggestions.
I mean, if we get 3 votes, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't expect a lot of people.
No. Yeah, I mean...
If, I expect your one friend.
I expect, yeah, them.
But
maybe.
This is something that we really do really, really want your guys' help. Like, I know in the past we've been like, oh, tell us on Twitter and joke. But for real, this would actually be very helpful.
Yeah.
To hear.
And I know that there are enough people that care about this that would be interested in determining... Like...
And if you guys have your own ideas, send them our way too.
Absolutely.
I mean,
like, yeah, this is, there's such a small fan base that likes this thing. And like, apparently they're very passionate about it because they wouldn't keep listening if they weren't. So I mean, like, that's the type of people that I want to hear from.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jimmy! Is that you? Is that Yoko?
Yeah, it is.
Is that you, brother?
Yeah,
it's never mind.
Yeah, and we also, I think.
Driving your car.
Yeah.
Why?
He stole it.
Yeah,
oh no, that is Jimmy.
Cool.
Go get Jimmy, Marissa.
That's why you're the intern.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Go.
And, okay.
Oh, Marissa, by the way, we did tell them that you have no boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we told them.
Yeah. I knew you would.
Okay. So, I'm just letting you know.
Next week.
I'm excited for next week. For many reasons, but one
I'm
of the main
nervous.
Ones.
I'm nervous.
Okay. So for the last several weeks.
Now, when did we plan this? We planned this before Pompidou started.
This was long before Pompidou.
A long time ago. We were talking about...
This is when you told us about the worst idea of all time.
Yes. We were talking about just...
Which
you guys pay me. Look how fast I am. Jimmy's already
here. Because he just came in, probably.
All right, join the studio audience. We're talking.
Yeah, join the studio audience.
Yeah.
Now it's the Pomp 5 because there's 5 people.
Ooh.
There really are, yeah.
We were talking about the most disturbing movies...
Of all
made.
Time, yes.
And we're not talking, you know, we're not talking bad movies. We're not talking scary movies.
No.
We're talking, like, a man fucks a baby.
A newborn baby. It's born, then he fucks it.
We're talking about clitoris is getting cut off for you to see all the blood.
We are talking about, quite literally, ultra-violence.
We are talking about scarring. We are talking about movies that you will never forget and that will affect us. Here's what we're doing.
It's called
Kill-Me-A-Thon.
Kill-Me-A-Thon.
Which we came up with at like 2 in the morning, I think.
Yes.
Most of our
loved
ideas.
Loved it.
They're most of our ideas at 2
yes.
in the morning.
Yes. Kill-Me-A-Thon will consist of a marathon of 5 of these disturbing
Count
movies.
Count them. 5.
And
I remember this. And then...
I'll write to me.
What? You're not even on the podcast. Okay.
Well, I know.
Okay.
You're fired.
Yeah.
Turn. We'll mail you your last check.
All right.
It's going to cost us money.
There are... I will give you the 5 in order. Not in order, but I'll give you the 5.
Well, we know what we're starting with.
A Clockwork Orange.
We're starting light. Okay,
well, starting light. That's the lightest
that's
one.
That's the light one.
Those of you who've seen the movie know it's really not that light of a movie.
We wanted to set the tone.
But that's the
without,
most
without,
tame.
Without ruining our minds.
Yes.
Quite yet.
Martyrs, Antichrist, Irreversible, and a Serbian film. If you don't know what all these movies are,
good for you.
Yeah.
Google them.
Google them. Or if you know what they are, be proud of the fact you've never heard them and you've never come across them.
I'm ashamed we could name five movies.
You guys
like
did most of that work for me.
This is the lineup, okay? Here's what we are doing. We are starting late at night, or at least around sundown.
Yeah, didn't we decide like when the sun goes down we're going to start?
When it gets dark and we are going...
And mind you, it's 8:30. Almost 8:30 and it's still light.
I think this could be an appropriate time.
I think 8:30
about now.
Yeah.
And we're going all night
long.
Wow,
Jimmy, that text was creepy.
We're going to be... We're going to be tired, we're going to be sleep deprived, and we are to be disturbed doing it.
And mind you, that's when I'm starting, I tripled my hours for the summer.
Yep.
I'm going to be mentally and physically exhausted.
Yes.
Nick works still in the summer.
Nico continues to
do anything.
Nothing new.
Nico sleeps still 12 every day.
Yeah.
So nothing
new. It's gonna be interesting.
And we're gonna go all night. And when we're done, we're gonna sit there for half an hour.
Half an hour
in silence.
No, we changed it to a half an hour.
We're gonna sit in the dark.
Hour was too long.
Mercy, you need to stop talking. We're gonna sit in the dark in silence for half an hour following the end of these films. Nothing. We'll sit there. Nothing but our thoughts.
Yep.
And then we're gonna get
together. We're not even gonna be talking to each other.
No, yeah, nothing.
Just
silence.
Sitting there, absorbing what we just watched.
And then we're gonna get together.
I feel like that we're gonna fucking fall asleep.
And podcast.
And we're gonna do a podcast about it.
We're not gonna be done until 10 a.m.
Am I invited?
No.
You said I was invited when you told me.
No, it's just us.
This.
Not anymore.
We're podcasting.
You lied to me.
We're podcasting.
It's just
you
us.
Lied to me.
Fine, you find the movies and do it at your house.
Yeah. You're a dick.
So. I love everybody's listening. Man, this is such a vicious group of friends. Man, the way they talk to each other, it's so rude.
If you don't talk to your friends this way, you're
not
close.
No, this is normal for us. We don't know how this is going to go. This is a big experiment. We don't think anything like this has ever really been done before.
No.
We were sort of inspired by another podcast called The Worst Idea of All Time.
which I listened to.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Which, looked that up. It's certainly a very existential, experimental, interesting thing that they're doing. We're going to do the same thing here and see what happens.
Now, did we want to do a throwback? Like, we discussed this briefly, of maybe after podcasting it, watching... the same movie that they watch in that podcast, which is Grown Ups 2.
Grown Ups 2. The worst movie they could think
of.
So
every week in The Worst Idea Ever, they watch Grown Ups 2 and then review it. Every week, the same movie. And,
it's hilarious. Hilarity ensues.
As a little homage, after our depressing 15 hours, did you want to watch Grown Ups 2? And
I'm down to watching Grown Ups 2 afterwards.
Palate cleanser? All right.
A palate cleanser?
Yes.
Our adjusting back to reality.
Yeah, all right. Yes.
Because
John Lovitz and Adam Sandler and Chris
Rock. I'm having a wonderful time.
Adjusting us back to reality.
This is our adjusting from prison to...
Jimmy
has a recorder.
Not a recorder, a recorder.
All right, this is getting out of hand.
This is.
All right, that's it, guys.
That's the plan.
Let's close the book.
So, close the book.
All right, we are done. Papadou.
You said 5 minutes, a half hour.
Oh, my God.
What's up?
All right. This is the first time Marissa and Jimmy have been in a podcast.
And the last.
And the last time Jimmy and Marissa are going to be on a podcast. Okay. Rude. Guys, this has been fun. Next week, Kill Me-A-Thon is coming.
Be prepared.
And as always,
until
I'm
going
to keep my priest on speed dial in case I need to do some thinking.
That's true. Trump 2016.
Absolutely.
And you two have all been naughty.
As always, naughty.
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 Naughty. Naughty.
All right. We will see you next week for Kill Me-A-Thon.